The CEO of Uber has resigned from President Trump's Economic Council. Travis Kalanick says people misinterpreted his presence on that council as an endorsement of the president, and he's quitting amid a consumer boycott. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
A vibrant Dump Uber campaign began after CEO Kalanick joined the Economic Council. It picked up steam after Uber lowered its prices during a taxi strike at JFK Airport in New York, making it seem to some as if Uber was trying to capitalize on the taxi strike. The strike was over Trump's executive order limiting immigration from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Uber said the price drop was unrelated, but it angered Uber users like Michigan resident Valerie Williams.
Uber deciding to, it seemed like, kind of capitalize on everything.
Yesterday, in an email, CEO Kalanick criticized the Trump administration's immigration order. Kalanick said it was hurting people and communities in America and that immigration and openness were important to the success of the nation and to Uber's success. But for former customer Williams, that isn't changing her decision to dump Uber.
No, like I said, it's too late. So now he's making this decision, what, based on his wallet?
Williams says for now she's using alternatives like competitor Lyft or taxis. Laura Seidel, NPR News.